toppled trees, crushed cars, and killed two people in Danbury and New Fairfield. The morning after the storm, many roads were still blocked. Massive trees, suspended in sagging power lines, hung precariously over roads as drivers tempted fate. Sylvia was trapped yesterday. She walked home.
I went to the woods.
You went through the woods?
Yes.
So you couldn't even take the road, so you went through the woods?
Yeah, I left my car here.
Joe Gianfresco ventured out to stock up on water, ice, and food in case the power is out for several days.
Wires down, crossroads, trees, I mean, just everywhere. Some pretty bad stuff. I mean, there's just trees on houses, cross cars. It's ugly. It's like a war zone out there.
He says this part of Western Connecticut desperately needs help.
We need an army of power people here to come help us out, bail us out. We're in desperate need.
In New Fairfield, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.